Psalm 1:4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind blows away.
Like chaff that wind blows away. Lohen harishayim, blow away. Ki im kamot, blow away. Asher tidfen ruach,
A few years ago, my late husband and I decided to join a food co-op run by an Amish community in our area. We loved picking up the fresh produce from them once a week, and over time got to know one particular family well. And they invited us to help out for a big day on their farm, threshing day. At the time, I was pretty ignorant about the process and was completely intrigued. How did this field of wheat turn into the toast I had eaten for breakfast that morning? They had a machine attached to the horses that sliced the wheat in the field, and then we all followed behind, gathered it up, and threw it into another machine run by a generator of some sort that separated the stalks from the pieces of grain and threshed the grains. We threw the stalks into piles that went into yet another machine that pressed them into hay bales. As the grains were processed in the threshing machine, the chaff was rubbed off, and the naked grains fell into large buckets. The chaff, now unattached to the grains, light and weightless, simply blew away in the wind. Once we were done, there were several large bags of heavy, hearty wheat grains ready to be ground into flour or processed for other purposes. And a mess of chaff was everywhere, floating in the air, on our clothes, in our hair, and some had been caught and put aside to feed the livestock.
Lohen harishayim, blow away.
The ungodly are like the chaff which the wind driveth away.
Blow away, like chaff that wind blows away.
The imagery from Psalm 1:4 is really vivid when we understand the way chaff separated from wheat and other grains behaves. It is indigestible to humans. We cannot gain any nutritional value from it. Once it is released from the grain, it just blows away on the breeze with nothing to anchor it, no substance or weight to it. It gets into everything. I think I was picking it out of my hair for hours after finishing, and had to change my clothes because I was an itchy mess. And the grain left behind is much better without it. The other day I was talking with our oldest son, Ethan, who is currently in army training. He was telling me about the good and the bad of it all, and how he wanted to really remember to emulate a certain sergeant who he thinks is really training his unit well, and who is demonstrating excellent leadership. I think I surprised him when I said, "But what about the bad leadership? What will you learn from them?" I explained to him that in my own experience with life and leadership and growth, I have learned that it is important to not only take note of how we want to be, but how we want not to be. If we use the imagery given to us in Psalm 1:4 of how not to be like chaff, we learn that those who are ungodly are a burden on those who they are attached to. They keep the others from being able to be of use to the world by getting in the way of whatever must be done to provide goodness and nourishment to society. People of ungodly character have not found ways to ground themselves in the winds of the world, and so once they are on their own, they lack the substance to resist temptation and opportunities and ideals that lure them away from goodness and what is right, and are carried off by whatever direction the wind blows them. Perhaps they are carried off by opportunities of greed, power, luxury, selfishness. They lie. They cheat. They work for their own good, regardless of integrity.
Lohen harishayim, blow away, blow away. Kim kamot, blow away, blow away. Asher tirfenu ruach, blow away, blow away. Like chaff that wind blows away, blows away.
A few weeks ago, I was watching a football game with my kids. They like to do this on Sunday afternoons. We usually buy them some popcorn or chips, and they have a really fun time yelling at the TV and arguing about plays and referee decisions. Well, in this particular game, the ball was thrown or kicked or something. It was in the air. A guy jumped up to get it, and another guy grabbed him and tried to intercept him. He landed just short of getting a field goal, and so he started writhing around on the ground as if he was injured. I asked my kids, "Do you think he's hurt?" And they laughed at me. "No, he's trying to get them to call a penalty on the other team." Now, I do not know the rules of football. In fact, I may not have even used the correct terminology to describe what I saw. But even if I don't know the rules, I know something. That guy was cheating. He knew he wasn't hurt. My kids were right. After a minute of acting like he was injured, the referee ruled against him and he magically got up and walked away. But when he was on the field, rolling around, pretending to be in some distress, he knew he was not injured. He knew nothing was wrong, but he hoped that the referee would not know that and would rule in his favor. I won't try to argue that this player is a man of ungodly character. Apparently, this is a thing to do in football. It's a game. In a lot of ways, it's theater. But in real life, this is wrong. This is ungodly. This is like chaff that holds no grounding in weight of ethics, morality, goodness, righteousness, fairness. It serves itself, nourishing no one, holding no value, a filler to the stomach, but not true food to the body or soul.
Blow away, blow away. Blow away, blow away, blow away, blow away. Lohen harishayim, blow away, blow away. Kim kamot, blow away, blow away. Asher tirfenu ruach, blow. Blow away, like chaff.
is going to be the end of this reflection. But after considering this more and discussing it with a friend, I want to add something. My friend asked if I distinguish between the ungodly and the godless. Indeed, I do think there is a difference. Ungodliness is a sort of assessment of behavior or judgment of something as being outside of the reflection of the divine image or the image of God. When behavior is ungodly, so often we recognize it and teshuva occurs. Godlessness does not seek change and even delights in immoral, unethical, dishonest, unkind, or self-seeking behavior as a lifestyle, as a state of mind. Godlessness, I believe, is that state, not a behavior. And when I say godless, I'm not suggesting anything about belief in a deity or creed. Rather, the godless person lives a state of mind where there is no measure of goodness in the world, no accountability for their deeds to a deity or to other living beings. Considering the life of a person being like chaff is a bit depressing, and I don't believe our Torah is one to write everyone off so simply. Unlike chaff, the state of our souls, our relationship to God and others, is something we can work to change. We can reattach to the grain, come back together in oneness with others and God. It is up to us, and experiencing this is part of our life journey. It's not always easy to do the right thing. Do we choose life, even when it means it may cost us personally? Do we choose what is right, even if it is not easy or always personally beneficial? Are we the football player who is tackled at the line and hopes to win the advantage through false claims and deceptive sympathies? Or do we stand up and say, "I didn't get there this time. I simply didn't reach the line. The other team won."